Kamala Harris did a CNN town hall the other day. Y'all hit a like for the algorithm. We about to get, it's about to get ugly. Kamala Harris did a CNN town hall the other day. And it was good if y'all didn't watch it. Kamala Harris is the best person in the world from a content creator's perspective. Better than Drake versus Kendrick Lamar. Better than reacting to Umar Johnson. Better than Anton versus Yada on Harley Initiated. Better than Pop the Balloon. When she does an interview or she does a town hall or she does some kind, something, anything other than a rally where she got a pre-scripted thing, it is like gold, SNL type gold. Recently, she was asked a question from Anderson Cooper and from this young man about her immigration policy. And the more that she talk and the closer we get to this election, the worse she look. Hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's get
consider.
I don't want to get to that part. I want to get to the young man because he actually had a really good question.
Jimmy Jackson Weiss is a student at Drexel University from Flowertown, Pennsylvania. Registered Republican, says he's leaning toward voting for you, but has yet to make up a final decision. Jackson.
Thank you, Anderson.
Hey, Jackson.
Thank you for taking the time to be.
Don't listen to Kerry, y'all. Listen to what they described Anderson as, all right? Or maybe his name wasn't Anderson. I know he go to Drexel. Let me get this young man's name. I got to make sure that I get it right.
These are still problems that we need to fix.
I want you to meet Jackson Weiss. Is too-
so Jackson Weiss. Jackson here. Let me tell you something. Jackson is a student registered as a Republican. This is what he was described as. Student registered as a Republican, largely considering voting for Kamala Harris. Somebody in the chat, because again, the chat is my co-host. Y'all in the chat, y'all tell me. Do y'all think that Jackson, looking at Jackson, because we like the stereotype over here on the Millionaire Morning Show. Yes, we are biased. We stereotype. We try to figure out and we judge people before we even get a chance to hear them speak. For y'all in the chat, y'all tell me, do you think that Jackson is in any way, shape, or form leaning towards voting towards Kamala Harris prior to asking this question? Do you think that this town hall, Jackson here, do you think that this town hall and Jackson, him, Jackson Weiss, was at any point ever considering voting for Kamala Harris? Just a question. Ain't no way in hell Jackson was ever considering voting for Kamala Harris. Jackson was raised by his parents to be a hardcore conservative Republican. I can tell a hardcore conservative Republican when I see one. And I'm not against it. But what I'm saying is, from his smirk on his face from the very beginning, let me tell you something. Jackson believes in pickup trucks, jacked up, off-roading, okay? He's probably studying something to become a finance bro. Who knows? You know? Jackson absolutely went to a great school, probably somewhere in the suburbs. And he's educated. And he knows exactly what he wants. And he has the haircut to show it. He has the white shirt and the haircut to show it. Right? He likes girls. He probably is on a wrestling team. Maybe lacrosse, might even have played a little bit of soccer, ran some track. That's who Jackson is. In another lifetime, Jackson would have been probably on the NFL team. That is who Jackson is. Jackson likes trucks, you know. He probably likes going to the apple orchard when the fall hits. And he wears a flannel in the wintertime. So let's hear what Jackson had to say.
For you, but it's yet to make up a final decision. Jackson.
Thank you, Anderson.
Hey, Jackson.
Thank you for taking the time to be here too, Vice President Harris.
Thank you.
Regarding the rapid increase in the migrant population, how will you ensure that every immigrant is integrated into American society safely? What benefits and subsidies will you provide them with? And how long will these benefits and subsidies last for an individual? Most importantly, Will the American citizens' taxes pay for these benefits and subsidies? And if so, how much money will be allocated?
And he got, his name is Jackson with an X. Jackson asked four questions in one. I told you he was smart. I'm explaining your white life. I know who they are. I know who they are. I know exactly. That's where I raised my daughter around. That's why my daughter wanted a Bronco. She wanted the Raptor with the lift kit. Cause she lives that same lifestyle. They all walk around with Crocs on half the time. Yes, I know exactly who y'all are. He has four questions in one. Let's hear him again for the people in the back so you can hear her answer. Jackson with an X. Tell us again what your questions are.
And subsidies. Will you put in a go?
Jackson.
Thank you, Anderson.
Hey, Jackson.
Thank you for taking the time to be here too, Vice
you
President
too.
Harris.
Thank you.
Regarding the rapid increase in the migrant population, how will you ensure that every immigrant is integrated into American society safely?
How will you ensure that every immigrant is integrated into society safely? Meaning that we got killers out here that's unvetted at the border.
What benefits and subsidies will you provide them with?
What benefits and subsidies will you provide them with? Because we see what's going on in New York for them getting free money housing, EBT cards, and now they're starting to buy homes.
And how long will these benefits and subsidies last for an individual?
And how long is it going to last?
Most importantly, will the American citizens' taxes pay for these benefits and subsidies? And if so, how much money will be allocated?
And why we got to pay for it? When you going to get some people over here that's actually going through the border the right way? How much money we going to keep giving them and for how long? And why we got to pay for it? That's his question. From a C student all the way down to a C student, that's his question. And then he gave her the stare of death. The Darth Vader stare. And look at her looking at Jackson like, you seem like a plant.
Well, thank you, Jackson. Let's start with this. America's immigration system is broken and it needs to be fixed. And it's been broken for a long time. And part of what we need to do is always prioritize what we need to do to strengthen our border. I will tell you, I'm the only person in this race among the two choices that voters have. Personally prosecuted transnational criminal organizations.
We know all of this already. We've seen every single rally, every single interview. We know you prosecuted transnational organizations and you wanted to stop the flow of fentanyl and gangs from coming over into the United States of America. We know that you're going to say and Donald Trump killed the border bill in 2023, 2024. We already know this. The question, ma'am, is vetting these people, how much money they going to continue to get and why we got to pay for it.
In the trafficking of guns, drugs, and human beings, I have spent a significant part of my career making sure that our border is secure and that we do not allow criminals in and we don't allow that kind of trafficking to happen and come into our country. And as my opponent has proven himself, he would prefer to
run on a problem rather than fix it. Okay?
Problem instead of fix the problem.
Got it.
You may know there were some of the most conservative members of the United States Congress working with others that came up with a border security bill that would have put.
We already seen that debunked.
1,500 more border agents at the border.
Brett Bauer made sure that he went ahead and killed this argument.
Agents are overwhelmed. They need the support. They need the backup. It would have allowed us to have more resources to stem the flow of fentanyl. I don't
There's
need to tell
point.
This state and people around the country what is happening in terms of the scourge of fentanyl and how it is literally killing Americans.
None of this answers the question, by the way, but let's continue.
It would have put resources into stemming the flow. It would have given more resources to prosecute, to investigate and prosecute transnational
criminals. Yep. Transnational criminals organizations and gangs and stop the flow of fentanyl.
Organizations. It would have done a lot of good. Donald Trump got wind of the bill and told them, don't put it forward. He killed the bill because he'd prefer to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem.
Yep.
We have to have a secure border and we have to have a comprehensive pathway for citizenship. And that includes requiring people, hardworking people, to earn citizenship and do it in a comprehensive, humane, and orderly manner.
Let me ask you.
Now, I was surprised that Anderson Cooper actually pressed back on her because she did not answer the question, But let's get there.
About that. I mean, you talk about the bill that Donald Trump quashed. That was in 2024. You talk about the bill he tried to get passed in 2021. That wasn't able to get passed. 2022, 2023, there were record border crossings.
Yep.
Your administration took a number, hundreds of executive actions. It didn't stem the flow. Numbers kept going up. Finally, in 2024, just in June, 3 weeks before the first presidential debate with Joe Biden, you institute executive actions that had a dramatic impact, really shut down people crossing over.
But didn't stop them from flying over. Let's continue.
Why didn't your administration do that in 2022, 2023?
First of all, you're exactly right, Anderson. And as of today, we have cut the flow of immigration by over half. In fact, the numbers I saw most recently, illegal immigration.
But if
is
it was
low,
that easy on, with that finish. Executive me, action, why not do it in 2022, 2023?
Because we were working with Congress and hoping that actually we could have a long-term fix to the problem instead of a short-term fix.
You couldn't have done one and both at the same time?
Well, here's the thing. We have to understand that ultimately this problem is going to be fixed through congressional action.
So you took executive action after removing the executive action and 94 different items that was set in place by Donald Trump in order to make sure that we stem the flow of migrants into this country that was working. You killed those, but yet you say that you want Donald Trump prefers to run on a problem instead of fixing a solution. It sounds like they're talking about themselves versus talking about Donald Trump. And Anderson Cooper hit it right on the nail. He followed up and he actually supported the young guy because they don't let the audience members actually follow up with additional questions to, you know, substantiate the fact that you never answered the original one. And Anderson Cooper, I couldn't believe that he pressed her. He said, listen, so you couldn't do both? So y'all stop the flow of migrants into this country after you say that he killed the bill that also included a bunch of bloated policies that had nothing to do with supporting our border, but funding proxy wars. And why couldn't you do both? How come you couldn't put executive action into place while at the same time continuing to fight for a long-term solution from Congress?
Congress has the authority and the purse. I hate to use DC terms, but literally they write the checks. Part of the issue is in order to really fix the problem at the border. I was just at the border recently talking with border agents. You know what they talk about?
They talked about the fact that they all endorse Donald Trump for president of the United States of America. I know that for a fact.
Yes, they are overwhelmed. They're working around the clock. And the other thing that they talked to me about, we need more judges down there to deal with asylum claims. We need more personnel down there to deal with processing. But Anderson, and that's where Congress kicks in terms of dedicating the resources to actually fixing the problem. We have dealt with it such that, to your point, we now, as of today, as of our visit.
Somebody said, how about you fact check Trump because it's tariff plan and not it. It's absolutely it. And I did a whole show. Not half of a show like we're doing with Kamala Harris. I did a whole show where we broke down every single thing that he said about the tariff when he did his interview with Bloomberg. We dedicated 2.5 hours to fact checking and deep diving into his tariff plan as well as immigration and everything else. And I actually called people that was a part of the steel industry to find out exactly how the steel industry was faring under Kamala Harris and the Biden administration. So just tell me that you didn't attend that show and you're not familiar with it. Because again, last week, I think it was Friday, you can go back and watch it. It's available for you to go on Restream. We did a whole show dedicated to breaking down his tariff plan. You're more than welcome to go watch it. And we have clips as a result of it. Have a nice night.
Have lower undocumented immigrants and illegal immigration than Trump when he left office.
That's true.
But we need a permanent solution, and that requires bipartisan work.
Do you wish you'd done those executive orders in 2022, 2023?
I think we did the right thing, but the best thing that can happen for the American people is that we have.
She don't want to give Trump no credit.
Bipartisan work happening, and I pledge to you that I will work across the aisle to fix this long-standing problem. I think the American people are demanding it.
Yeah.
On both sides of the aisle. And it's time we actually put the partisan approach to this aside. We know what can work.
Well, let's talk about this compromise bill that you want to pass if you're elected. You said that's going to be a priority. It includes $650 million in funding for the border wall. That's something Republicans wanted. That was part of the compromise.
Yep.
Under Donald Trump, you criticized the wall more than 50 times. You called it stupid, useless, and a medieval vanity project.
Ooh! And I can't believe that Anderson Cooper was actually pressing her. Somebody said it in the chat. They said CNN pressing a Democrat is wild. I think it was Geo Black. Yeah, this is insane to see. But this just tells me that they don't even believe in her. They may believe in a Democratic president, but they don't believe in her. And we're going to go into Van Jones and all of them and what their reaction is. The people that know, even the Democrats, even these pundits, these political pundits who are supposed to be swayed or who's supposed to be swayed and slanted more towards Democrats, they don't believe in her. It's some Republicans that I don't like. They don't believe in her. It's people that's on both sides of the aisle that was like, listen, I'm not necessarily for Republicans, but I don't believe in Kamala Harris. Imagine if she had been running at the same amount of time that Biden had been running prior to them pushing him out. This would be an absolute disaster. They would be pushing her out also. Yes, they would.
Is a border wall stupid?
Well, let's talk about Donald Trump and that border wall. So remember, Donald Trump said Mexico would pay for it? Come on, they didn't. How much of that wall did he build? I think the last number I saw is about 2%. And then when it came time for him to do a photo op, you know where he did it? In the part of the wall that President Obama built.
But you're agreeing to a bill that would earmark $650 million to continue building that wall.
I pledge that I am going to bring forward that bipartisan bill to further strengthen and secure our border. Yes, I am. But, and I'm going to work across the aisle to pass a comprehensive bill that deals with a broken immigration system. I think Jackson's question, part of it was to acknowledge that America has always had migration, but there needs to be a legal process for it. People have to earn it. And that's the point that I think is the most important point that can be made, which is we need a president who is grounded in common sense and practical outcomes. Like, let's just fix this thing. Let's just fix it. Why is there any ideological perspective on this? Let's just fix the problem.
To fix the problem, you're doing this compromise bill. It does call for $650 million that was earmarked under Trump to actually still go to build the wall.
I am not afraid of good ideas where they occur.
You know, so you don't think it's stupid anymore?
I think what he did and how he did it did not make much sense because he actually didn't do much of anything.
I don't know how this is not so clear to you guys. And I know it's clear to the people in this chat because we got a lot of intelligent people. We going to have some people that's just, you know, they going to be contrarians. And it doesn't mean that they're not intelligent. It means that they're doing it just to get attention. And so we for that. And that's why we let people do what they do, because we want them. Eventually, you got to let the problem child be around the children that are doing the productive things. And then hopefully, this is the plan, you let the good seeds rub off on the bad seeds. Unless the bad seeds get too disrespectful, then you got to remove them because you don't want one bad apple to ruin a whole bunch. But my point is that I know that the people here are so intelligent and that's watching this, that they know. You know this woman ain't it. You know she ain't got a leg to stand on, that it's impossible. And honestly, I think that she makes women look bad. I think that she makes women look bad because it shows you that in order to get to the top, you don't have to be the smartest. You don't have to be good. You don't have to be great. The only thing you got to do is you got to rub the right shoulders, maybe even get into the bedrooms of the right people and continue to say the right things and do the right things around the right people. And then you can get there, but it doesn't mean that you was intelligent enough to actually do it on your own merits.